Hello, this is Dr. Evgenia Volter, dictating an endoscopy report on Kenneth Punter, date of birth 3/29/1960, date of procedure May 8, 2024. Physician is Dr. Evgenia Volter. Your referring physician is Dr. Kostrin. Procedure performed is colonoscopy with cold snare polysectomy and cold biopsy polysectomy. Indication is personal history of colon polyps, comma, colorectal cancer screening. Description and procedure, colorectal cancer screening and surveillance. Description and procedure, more consult with obtained period, possible complication, procedure including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reactions, as well as possibility of miscarriage, such as the malignancy, oral sanitation. Patient is brought to anastasis, so we place in off lateral positions, that is for anesthesia services, monitor anesthesia care. Digital rectum exam was normal, well located limbs video. Colonoscope was introduced into rectum and advanced in direct vision to the cecum, which was identified by the presence of the penisaurus. Lysecal valve and complements the sole. Treat careful examination, need of the cecum, lysecal valve, ascending colon, hepatic flexure, transcolon, splenic flexure, descending colon, sigmoid colon, the rectum. Retroflex is obtained in the rectum period. Boston bowel prep scores greater than 7.2-2, comma, good prep. The patient's had proceed well without any complications. Findings. There was an approximately 8 mm rectal sessile polyp removed with cold snare polypectomy. Next line. There were two cecal polyps. Both were sessile period. One was approximately 6 mm in size and removed with cold snare polypectomy, and the other was diminutive in size and removed with cold biopsy polypectomy in total. Next line, there were two approximately 10 mm ascending colon sessile polyps removed with cold snare polypectomy. Next line, there was an approximately 8 mm descending colon sessile polyp removed with cold snare polypectomy. Next line, there was evidence of diverticulosis coli. Next line, grade 1 internal hemorrhoids were noted on retroflexion that were non-bleeding. Next line, there was evidence of hypertrophied anal papillae. Next line, plan follow-up biopsy pathology. Next line, recommend repeat colonoscopy in 3 years pending test. Next line, recommend high-fiber diet with good water intake and fiber supplementation as needed. Next line, follow-up in office as previously scheduled. Thank you.